Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Graham Jones, Chair, Ashwin Kinney, Chair-Elect, GITCA, and they're speaking on 24 Hours in the Cloud and the IFIP World CIO Forum 2011. Graham and Ashwin, thank you for coming in today to share your insights and experiences with the audience.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Graham, can you introduce yourself, overview GITCA, and what you have to set out to accomplish as the 2009 to 2011 chair of the organization?
I think of myself as a solutions-oriented professional with over 40 years of experience. I've had the good fortune to work in many different technical management and leadership roles, both the process and ICT industry. My management leadership experience has stood me in good stead in my past chair of GITCA, even though I still think of myself as an engineer at heart, that's where my passion has often been. About GITCA, GITCA is a not-for-profit organization run by volunteers dedicated to the growth and development of the ICT community on a global basis, and to ultimately elevate the status of the ICT professional both in their industry and in the community. How do we run GITCA? Well, GITCA is served by an excellent group of dedicated people who understand the personal sacrifices that I needed for GITCA to succeed. We have gone to achieve what I saw as my main personal responsibility, and that is a clear measure of establishment and recognition within the community. I'd like to illustrate this by showing that we have recently passed the significant milestone of 1,000 member organizations in 80 countries with an audience reach of over 100 countries and in turn representing over 5 million people. And we're still growing steadily. Some of the GITCA member organizations are amongst the largest, well-established, highly respected, and influential world organizations. GITCA is now well-positioned to move into the next phase of its development under the excellent guidance and leadership of my colleague, Ashwin Kinney.
Excellent, Graham. Now, Ashwin, can you introduce yourself and what goals you wish to accomplish as the chair-elect of the Global IT Community Association, or GITCA?
Yeah, I am in the IT industry for 10 years, and of this have been active contributor with the communities for over 6 years. While the industry has taught me much on the technology and being in the live atmosphere, communities have helped me experiment with my leadership skills and utilize my creativity. I work for Systime Global Solutions in India and as a senior consultant CNC for the JD Edwards Technologies. Being in the community, I have developed a strong network of industry professionals from various verticals. I would say I have been much fortunate to be connected to right people at the right time, and with the selfless act done creatively, one can find no bounds to what you do. And this is how I intend to create more leaders in community, just as it has happened to me. We have had several interesting activities implemented in India, which has been much successful and which we plan to bring across the communities across the globe. Some of them, which will be such as bringing in recognition to the user group and its leaders, few thoughts such as the GITCA Local Volunteers Program, the Fellow Program, Awards and Recognition, and there's a list of them which are in line. We'll come up with them. We'll shortly come with more details online and also seek feedbacks from the user group leaders. And any input from the user group leaders are always appreciated, and the only thing what we need is cooperation from everyone.
Again, that's a fine introduction, Ashwin, and thank you. Now, Graham and Ashwin, you are both on the organizing committee for GITCA's 24 Hours in the Cloud event. Ashwin, can you overview this event from the viewpoint as organizers?
The organizing committee is very excited about the virtual event, which will take place on April 19th. It represents GITCA's first major project using the resources of the community for the benefit of the community, and we are working very hard to make it a resounding success. We knew that we would have to bring together the best of our resources and use all of the personal and GITCA contacts to bring it off. I have great confidence in the GITCA volunteers, some of whom will be speakers. Much still remains to be done, but things are coming together nicely. We have had very encouraging response to our request for speakers, and we are hoping to present more than minimum 24 to cover the 24 hours of event. I would like to take this opportunity to give a huge thanks to everyone who has come forward. This is a community event and the community has responded very well. Gitka is merely the enabler and it is now up to us to make it all happen. Graham, do you have anything to add to this?
Apart from the specifics of this event, I see this as an important step for Gitka as part of the next phase of its development, which is to begin to bring a broader value to our members and the ICT community as a whole. I would hope that 24 Hours in the Cloud is the first of what will be a number of events through which Gitka can achieve its stated goals of assisting ICT professionals in enhancing their career.
Well, continuing on then in this discussion of this seminal event, 24 Hours in the Cloud, Graham, who is keynoting the first session and what is this background?
Well, we've been phenomenally lucky here, Stephen, and we are very pleased and privileged to have Doug Terry of Microsoft Research as our keynote speaker. Doug is a principal researcher in the Microsoft Research Silicon Valley Lab and is currently working on cloud storage systems. Prior to Microsoft, Doug was the founder and CTO of Cogenia and chief scientist of the Xerox PARC Computer Science Laboratory, a very famous and well-known institution. Doug has a PhD in computer science from UC Berkeley and a BA in computer science from UCSD. He is a member of the Association of Computer Machinery, or ACM Council, and a fellow of the ACM. He serves as the editor of the ACM Tech Pack on Cloud Computing, which was recently released as a core component of ACM's new learning center. And he serves on the steering committee for the ACM Symposium on Cloud Computing, which will be held in October 2011 in Lisbon. So we are very pleased indeed to have Doug as our keynote.
Now, Graham and Ashwin, I know there's a number of sessions being presented. Can you sort of randomly discuss some of the sessions?
Yeah, I'll sort of give a bit of an overview and let Ashwin then add his own input. Sort of by way of whetting the appetite, I'll provide a small selection of the session. The final list of 24 or more sessions with a more complete description, will be available we hope by no later than April the 10th on the Gitka website and the 24 Hours in the Cloud website. If we have, more than 24, so in some cases there may be more than one session for a given time slot, so there would be a choice for people. But also, some session we hope will be presented in more than one language, so it'll be English and another language, perhaps Spanish, for example. So the sort of thing that we have here for you today, just to give you an idea, is what's new in SharePoint 2010 online. This session provides an overview of SharePoint 2010 online, which is currently in beta, and it's a walkthrough of the main features of the product. Data in the cloud, myths and truths. What's the motivation to get our databases in an environment in the cloud? Reduced admin costs, hardware, etc. And so this is a presentation on the analysis of why would we want to do this? Introduction to Office 365. For those who don't know, this is the next product in line after BPOS from Microsoft. So this is a session which gives some background on the features and the new stuff in Office 365. Private cloud security, the good, the bad, and the ugly. At first, the cloud computing was generally looked upon with distrust, but the last couple of years has shown a significant shift in perception, which of course is part of the reason that Gitka has chosen this for this event. So this is a session aimed at sort of trying to give people some more general background on what's available. Building your private cloud. At first, a lot of people thinking of the cloud as well. It was some kind of, hosted services off premises somewhere in the, if you pardon the expression, the wild blue yonder, with no idea where it was, etc. And that sort of caused a lot of mistrust with people. So this session is about, what you can host your own cloud, and that is now beginning to become actually quite a bit more popular, or even a combination of the hybrid. I think we will hear the word hybrid quite a bit in the next little while. App Fabric overview. This will cover the different components of the App Fabric set of services that provide capabilities to get your applications into Windows Azure. And last, in terms of our examples, trust in the cloud. I mean, the trust is such an important sort of discussion right now for the obvious reason. And this is how would you use the cloud? How do you trust the data there? How do you leverage technologies to extend your trust? And perhaps interestingly, what happens to that trusted data when you can't pay your monthly fee? Because cloud services are a pay-per-use type environment. And I'm not sure anybody has maybe even given much thought to the idea of what actually happened to your data. So that's the sort of very quick overview of a few of the samples. We have a very wide selection, and I encourage you, when we can get a chance to sort of put more information up, take a look. Okay, have you anything that you want to add, Ashwin?
Graham, sharing with you all the starters already, there's much to the main course to come in. We may just keep going on, but the interesting part is that some unique sessions suggested by the community, and all that you learn from are from the experts. The topic, as Graham mentioned, would have already given you a brief idea, but that will be much appreciated if we have more involvement from the user group, speakers, and all those who are interested in cloud computing to get involved, give more suggestions, and participate. Participation is the key to all these, unless which there is very less that we could do, and we would keep doing the talking. So that's what will happen. So for rest all of them, we have them on the website, sites.gitka.org/24hours.
Graham, why should computing professionals and leaders attend this virtual conference? What makes 24 hours in the cloud a uniquely compelling experience?
Well, you can't sort of go anywhere these days without the word cloud being mentioned. And in some cases, it's sort of making for a bit of a joke. It's kind of like, well, what is the cloud and what isn't? But there is no question that we are on the cusp of a paradigm shift in computing with the emergence of the cloud. However, many people are either unaware of what can be achieved today or in the near future, or are nervous about such things as security and privacy, which is very understandable. But Gitka was pondering how it could show some of its value via its community connection. It was felt that the emergence of cloud computing was a great opportunity to help advise and engage with the community as a whole. There are many ways that this could have been done, but it was felt that running a 24-hour virtual event around the world with one-hour sessions would be something of a fun and unique way to package it. Each of the sessions will be pre-recorded by the presenters, who come from many different countries, and the Q&A will be handled via Twitter. There will be plenty for all interests, developer, IT pro, and SQL enthusiast. All of the recordings will be available for viewing at a later day and at any time. Ashwin, do you have anything to add?
Cloud computing has been a talk of the town these days. Everyone would have either heard of cloud computing or planning to implement them or implementing already, or is a bread or butter for many of them. Now, this is an initiative where we not only talk about the specific technology, but bridge a gap between the heard-ofs to the experts. This is a learning for all of them, and there is much to learn in this technology. Windows Live, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, to name a few, what one uses on their daily life, but what is the technology behind that drives them? All of these are already on the cloud, and what can one learn and do? This is what one should be eager in learning and be participating. Speakers also making best of these technologies during the sessions and adding adding a cherry to the cream. But the attendees should be available, and which is icing when the icing is done, to enjoy the cherry.
Can you now profile the IFIP World CIO Forum, or WCF?
Yes, Stephen, this is a very interesting development, and I think a very significant one in terms of, you know, sort of the sort of computing and IT on a world basis. The first CIO forum, IFIP WCF 2011, which is supported by the International Federation for Information Processing, or IFIP, and organized by the Chinese Institute of Electronics, CIE, will be held in November the 1st to the 1st to the 4th in 2011 in Shenzhen, China. We face a situation where the economic, capital, and even crisis management globalization is driven by the increasingly influential wave of information technology. IT is increasingly becoming the crucial stimulus for economic growth, innovation, transformation, crisis management, and management. The CIO is a key decision maker and thus plays an important role in enabling the value of IT. I believe that it's of important note this event is being held in China and heavily supported by the Chinese government. I understand that this has already proven to be an extremely popular event.
So then, in your view, why should CIOs, senior executives, government and industry leaders participate in the World CIO Forum?
Well, today, any kind of isolationist attitude will only lead to failure. No, I mean, companies will wish to maintain specific and private business and financial objectives. Sharing knowledge and experience is the only way for all of us to succeed. The World CIO Forum is a unique opportunity for senior people to meet and engage in that sharing, form alliances, and formulate strategy whereby IT will have a positive effect on the world, ultimately to benefit all of us. The attendees of the World CIO Forum are key enablers, potentially affecting all of our lives on a global basis.
So I guess, you know, that's really fascinating. So then, Graham, why is GITKA recommending the IFIP World CIO Forum?
Well, if GITKA is to achieve its ultimate objectives of, you know, sort of helping the, you know, the IT professional in the widest context, then we must aim to play in the right sandboxes with the right people. We need to be seen by the attendees as an organization that is worthy of their time and attention. These are very high-profile people and, you know, and very busy people. You only gain influence by finding a way to work with the major influencers.
Okay, so both of you gave an excellent sort of survey or an overview of the GITKA 24 hours in the cloud, and I can tell that all, you know, both of you are strongly encouraging everybody to participate, to get involved, because it's really a seminal event. And then, Graham, you discussed why GITKA is very supportive of the IFIP World CIO Forum. Now we're going to get to more broader questions of both of you. So, first of all, Graham, what are your tips, lessons, and best resources for those wanting a career in computing?
Yeah, this is it's a good question, and of course, there's such a huge amount of information available these days. But I sort of try to pick a few things which I think are important for the individual. As far as technical and career information is concerned, I believe that the Microsoft Canada TechNet blogs are excellent. The blog for IT managers is at blogs.technet.com/b/CDNITmanagers. The other blogs in the series can be linked from there. As far as tips and lessons are concerned, don't become too specifically technically focused. Today, employers seek people with a range of technical skills, business skills, good interpersonal skills. You need to understand where your input contributes to the bottom line. While technical competence is essential, in the future, the scope for the pure technical specialist will lessen. Having said all of that, above all, find something that you really enjoy and will continue to enjoy. If you don't, your job performance and life will soon take a turn for the worse. There is nothing more miserable than being in the wrong job.
The first thing one needs to have is passion in the technology that you choose. Understand its fundamentals very well. For Microsoft technology, TechNet and MSDN are great resources to learn from. Get involved with your local community, and if there's none, start one. Ask us if you need any help to get started. In case of doubt, to learn a particular subject, communities are the best and the most effective way to learn and share. Get an expert, request him or her to train in a user group meeting. This is what will help not only you, but we also several others who join along with you in the community. Added to which, you learn more from the questions posed by others. Attend virtual events and the webinars such as the 24 Hit C, 24 Hours in the Cloud, and you learn what's happening. With all this, you learn what's happening and develop a good network. There cannot be anything better than keeping yourself involved and make the best use of the internet.
And then in all of that you do, what are your biggest challenges and their solutions, starting first again with Graham, and then Graham, if you can hand off to Ashwin?
Well, overall, my experience has been is that people are always the biggest challenge. By comparison, technology is easy. By that, I don't mean it's easy. It's just it's easier than people. You can read all of the people management material you want, but unfortunately, there's no real substitute for practical experience. Over the years, I've faced many interesting situations, some humorous, some bewildering, and unfortunately, some outright bizarre. People are infinitely variable, thus unpredictable, which is often a challenge for technically oriented people who tend to prefer order and logic. Ashwin, what do you think?
I may add some more to this thought. More to people, it's the active involvement. One needs to be consistent, and unless you have no continuity, there is a halt in progress. Technology and management just doesn't meet well together. There will be a rare combination of it. Whatever is the best in you, just keep moving with the strength and gradually overcome your weaknesses as you go forward.
Now, again, if both of you can provide your predictions of future IT trends and maybe some implication opportunities.
Well, I think we could probably all agree that it would be hard to see hardware development as enablers slowing down. As soon as we have more speed, we find something to use it, and the cycle continues, each one driving the other. It's getting more and more difficult to see where the end point is. Obviously, mobile is going to be very big in the near future, and it's already the distinction between mobile devices and the PC is beginning to blur. We've seen many releases of equipment recently, which sort of is beginning to sort of show that, but also at the same time perhaps confuse a little. Pretty soon, you won't even be able to find a regular cell phone. I mean, you go to the supplier, and they'll all be smartphones. My concern is that the technology cognoscenti are able to run with these changes. What about the average person in the street? I mean, I may be in the technology world, but this actually happened, you know, matters to me. The technology gap is getting wider all the time. I get a steady stream of requests from friends and neighbors for help, and it's clear that they're beginning to get even more lost and frustrated. We're still a very long way from the PC or whatever comes thereafter being an appliance like the refrigerator. You just plug it in and it works. And then apart from minimal routine maintenance, you just forget about it. That's what people really want. They're not interested in the technology. Another obvious hot topic is social networking. And it would be interesting to see if it continues at the current pace, which obviously is very hot, or if eventually there's something of a backlash when people truly discover how they are exposing themselves to such things as identity theft or legal action. As a technology, there's great potential. And of course, there's cloud computing, which is part of today's discussion, which now seems to be beginning to gain something of a foothold in the IT armory. What about, what do you think, Ashwin?
Prediction in technology is most difficult thing to happen as per the current trend to what we see. No sooner a technology makes it to the top, there's next version coming up, the previous one going obsolete. Technology will keep growing. The question is, how good are we with our basics? Cloud computing is definitely predicted to be the future of computing, and as technology advances, more of our lives are held not on the personal computers, but the servers that we can never see. We are on a phase of transition from our computers to cloud. Less utilization of resources, low development cost, and more entrepreneurial opportunities is what we see happening in the future. There is a lot of innovation embedded in the current generation, and they are slowly coming out of the box. So those are a few of my thoughts.
Now, can each of you maybe share a story from your leadership of Gitka or from your work, maybe something surprising or unexpected and so on?
I've been a volunteer in my local IT community in Vancouver for over 10 years. That has provided the opportunity to observe what community really means, or at least as I perceive it. The dictionary definition doesn't do justice to the sort of good feelings gained from being associated with a group of people with common interests and ideals coming together and supporting each other. That's what community is really about. It's something like the whole being greater than the sum of the parts. My time with Gitka has made me realize that despite the cultural and language differences around the world, some things universally apply. It's been a pleasure to have had the opportunity and work and communicate with people from many different countries. In some cases, I discovered that they live in a place or a country that I have visited, and they're often evolved into a conversation well outside of the bounds of IT. I find that for leadership, it helps to have a genuine interest in people and to try to make every individual feel that they are a little special to you in that moment. Ashwin, what about you?
Yep. I've been leading my user group, Mumbai IT Professionals in Mumbai, and also as from Gitka, during my role founding APAC chairman, I've had great experiences learning the culture and various countries. Each one has their own thoughts and interests, and what works for one, it may not work for the rest. So it depends on the interest, and it may not be of interest to adopt someone else, and vice versa is what happens. However, one common thing that I have learned is the passion by which all of them work together is what they do, and that's all how they are more successful in their own self. It is best to allow all of them enough freedom and support them with any help that they may need in making them better. This is where we share a good relationship.
Well, you know, we're down to our last question, and maybe let's kind of reverse the tables here. If you were doing the interview, what one, two, or three questions would you ask, and then what would be your answers, starting with Graham?
Well, one of the questions I would ask is, what three things have you learned that you live your life by? Because, I mean, we can talk about, you know, technology, but, I mean, ultimately, a lot of the things that we experience, whether it's through our professional or personal lives, is all about, you know, how we live. And three things that have always sort of stuck with me and that I've always, you know, tried to keep uppermost whenever I'm sort of living my life is that, first of all, always give credit where it's due. It will come back tenfold. If you really want to make people feel good, you know, acknowledge what they've done, and they will remember that you did that. The next one is don't sweat the decision because there are no right ones. I got this useful piece of advice from an ex-boss, a good one. There are only less wrong one. We never know all of the facts, and the day after the decision, they may change anyway. I often hear people say to me, oh, I find making decisions difficult. Now, making the decisions is not difficult. It's living with the consequences that's the hard part. And lastly, treat others as you would have them treat you. In other words, you may be disappointed at times when people don't respond the way that you hope, but always aim for the high ground. That will always leave you in good stead at the end of the day. Have you got one, Ashwin?
I'll have my three questions. One is, how do we build innovation? My answer would be, don't limit yourself. Just let your creative thoughts flow. Take certain steps on how to implement them and aim for long. There are no shortcuts. The second question, how do we identify to take right steps at the right time? Answer, there's nothing as identification. Go as life takes you and gauge your opportunities. Do a SWOT analysis and with all considerations, make your best decision. No one would know if they are right but an attempt has a lot of teaching in all that we do. My last question would be, how can I help Gitka with an active participation and involvement? These are just the two things that we'll ask for. Keep us updated and on what you do and how you are doing it and where we can help you. This will help both mutually and for the benefit of the community at large.
Well, you know, we're down to the very end of our interview, and it was just been an enormous opportunity here to have both of you come in today to share your thoughts and insights with the audience. So again, both Graham and Ashwin, we will continue to follow your significant contributions. In fact, your historical contributions with Gitka and the Global IT Community Association. And again, we thank you for taking the time to come in and do this.
Thank you, Stephen, for the opportunity to speak to you today.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It was a great opportunity and a good experience again you.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Graham Jones, Chair, and Ashwin Kinney, Chair-elect of GITCA, the Global IT Community Association. Both of them spoke on 24 Hours in the Cloud, shared some of their personal views for success, and Graham also talked about IFIP, the World CIO Forum 2011, and why GITCA is so supportive.